This is the Wake Up Rundown from News 10 ABC. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. It is March 3rd, and I'm Jess Berganti with your Storm Tracker forecast. How about Monday? Talk about mild. When we warmed up to 58 degrees, it was incredible. Today, we'll be right there. A high of 57 is expected. Now, we might get a shot of some early sun. Otherwise, it's just mostly cloudy, waiting for that rain threat after 3, 4 o'clock. So most of us high and dry until the showers start working in from the southwest between 3 and 5 p.m. You might catch a brief break right around dinner time, 6, 7 o'clock, but then we get another wave of moisture, I think, late this evening through the overnight. And there could be some moments of mixing in the Adirondacks. But as we only fall back to 38, it is just wet well through tonight, through the overnight, and then it turns breezy. Winds start picking up out of the west come overnight, 10, 20 miles per hour, gusting near 30, to tomorrow being a windy day in nature. Winds gusting between 30, 40 plus miles per hour can't be ruled out, mostly cloudy and mostly dry tomorrow, but there would be a couple of snow showers possible in the Adirondacks out west. Brighter is the call for some of us tomorrow, but even brighter by Thursday for everybody, mostly sunny, a high of 46. We have a cooling trend by Friday, a high of 42, still above average, but it will be mostly cloudy with a passing rain or snow shower in the afternoon. Chilly on Saturday, a high of 38, but sunny, dry, and we already bounce back to 50. 50 degrees for a high on Sunday, 55 by Monday. It's a roller coaster ride in all the good ways. Here's the look at the top headlines.
New York State Senate and Assembly both voting to allocate $40 million toward fighting the coronavirus.
This after Governor Cuomo announced on Monday that he was seeking that money. Juliana Bruno is live outside the Capitol this morning. And Juliana, a long night, especially in the Assembly there.
Ryan and Christina, good morning. It sure was. Although the Assembly ultimately voted to pass the bill, local legislators on both sides of politics had reservations about how quickly it was brought to the floor.
We have to act with urgency, but we could have acted with urgency in the morning. We could have acted with urgency at noon tomorrow when everybody's had a little bit more time to absorb this, to understand it.
I will support this bill, but I'm very disappointed in the way that it's all come down.
Now, this $40 million allocation comes after the Wadsworth Lab in Albany confirmed the first positive case of coronavirus in New York State. The patient is a 39-year-old healthcare worker in Manhattan who contracted the virus during a trip in Iran. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration had since given the state additional funding to conduct its own testing, but Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Monday that he wanted that $40 million, prompting the late-night vote. Now, despite these precautions that the state is taking to get ahead of the coronavirus, the governor maintains that the risk in New York State is currently still low. Reporting live in Albany, Juliana Bruno, News 10 ABC.
And more breaking news this morning, a motorcyclist in serious condition following a late night crash in Colony. According to police, the crash between a car and a motorcycle happened just before 11 last night in front of the Smoky Bones restaurant on Central Avenue. That road is back open this morning. The driver of the motorcycle taken to Albany Med.
In the news, police asking for witnesses to come forward in a deadly accident in North Greenbush. A person was hit by a car between Cumberland Farms and Valley View Boulevard on Route 4 around 8 o'clock last night. Police say the driver who initially hit the person is cooperating with them, but investigators are looking for the drivers of some additional cars that may have hit the victim after the initial crash.
In Massachusetts, the Department of Public Health, they're identifying a presumptive positive case of the virus from a state lab. It's a college student in her 20s from just outside Boston. Got back from a school trip to Italy and developed symptoms. She's currently recovering at home.
To other news this morning, a crash between a car and a motorcycle sending one person to the hospital. Colony police say the driver of the motorcycle was taken to Albany Med and is in serious condition. The crash happening just before 11 last night in front of the Smoky Bones restaurant in Colony, near a portion of Central Avenue. The road was closed for some time, but the good news is that road has reopened this morning.
And happening today, nurses from across New York are heading to the state capitol to call for fair contracts at local hospitals, including Ellis and Albany Med. Nurses are also rallying to protect Medicaid funding and continue to call for safe staffing ratios. The rally will take place at the Convention Center Concourse at the state capitol at noon.
Plenty of people who own homes near the Saratoga Racecourse make some extra income by renting them out to track goers in the summer. But a new law in the town of Milton is regulating that practice, and some homeowners say it's unfair.
It's against my Fourth Amendment right for the town to come in without a warrant and, you know, peek in my closets and, you know, see what's going on in my house.
This is Bridget Herb's family home where she's raising her three young kids. In the summer, it's a weekend vacation rental that sleeps 12.
It's just a little bit of extra money that my family can use to go on vacation, to pay for my kids' sporting events.
But under a new law in the town of Milton, Herbst will have to apply for a short-term rental permit and submit to an inspection by a town representative.
There's no need for the town to come in and inspect my house.
The original bill included a $250 fee to get the permit. That was eliminated, but homeowners who violate the law can still be fined up to $1,000. The Milton Town supervisor was unavailable today, but the law says the board wishes to, quote, protect against the adverse effects of home sharing.
A lot of noise.
Virginie Trumbull lives in the same neighborhood. She says disruptions by renters are her biggest fear.
It could be very invasive to the neighborhood, but it's your property, so you should be able to do whatever you want.
Herbst says her home is already booked for this coming summer, but she has yet to apply for a permit, and it remains to be seen if the law will have an impact on home sharing.
I think it's going to discourage people from home sharing because the hoops you have to jump through are ridiculous.
The next town board meeting is March 11th, and a group of people who rent out their homes say they plan to be there in full force to try to repeal that law. In Milton, I'm Mary Wilson, News 10 ABC.
Do you enjoy starting the day with a wake-up rundown? If so, do us a favor and take a second to rate the podcast and leave us a review in iTunes or the Apple Podcasts app. It helps other people find the show, and it makes sure that you're subscribed to get each morning's episode automatically downloaded into your feed. For more of the stories in today's podcast, head to news10.com or Wake Up with 10 on air every weekday morning starting at 4:30.